I want to take this opportunity first to welcome any visitors we might have here among us. We'd like to welcome you to come back. And if you have any questions about anything that's said here tonight, please feel free to ask anybody that's here among us. I want to also take this opportunity to thank the elders for this opportunity to speak tonight. If you would please all take out your Bibles and open up and follow the scriptures as we go to each of them. The subject that I'd like to address tonight is a question that many people have to answer for themselves. And that is the Bible relevant today? The Bible's been in existence in its entirety for almost 2,000 years. And man's been reading it for all that time. Does it address men as it did 2,000 years ago the same way today? First scripture I'd like to go to is Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Also in Proverbs 16, verse 23, or 25, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Man cannot find it in himself to lead himself to where he has to go in this life after death. Man lacks guidance in this journey. To illustrate this, let's look at the way our situation in our country today, the moral climate in our country. Modern man is making every attempt he can to thrust God out of his life. He's trying to trust in himself and his own knowledge and in science more than God. He's guided by his own feelings, and his goals today are things that are material rather than those things that are spiritual. We live paradoxically in the best of times and also in the worst of times. We have the best of times, the technology that we have today. Less than 30 years ago, we put our first satellite in orbit. And not too long ago, we put the first man on the moon. And now we're talking about even better, bigger and better things. Man right now believes he has no limit. He can do anything he wants to do if he sets his mind to it. We can meet every one of our basic needs in our homes and our houses. We have air conditioning. You name it, we have it. We're living in absolute luxury. If you excuse the term, most people in our country today are fat, dumb, and happy. They're pleased with the way they're living today. They have no need of anything else but what they have in their very own lives. Man has made himself transcendent. He has put himself on a pedestal with God. He believes he can do anything, and he does not need God in his life today. We also have the worst of things in our life today, and we can see that in the violence and crimes that we have in our country. Some statistics: in 1982, there were over 10 million arrests for violent crime, including rape, murder, and robbery. And of those 10 million different arrests, 2 million of them were for people 17 years of age and below. We also see immorality is rampant in our country. In nearly every city in the country, you'll find pornography shops, massage parlors. You see filth that is infiltrating into our very homes, in the magazines that we buy, in the books that we sometimes read, the movies that are available in the theaters, TV itself, things that are put on TV, glorifies adultery, drug abuse, you name it, it does it. The advertisements we see, you see somebody smoking a cigarette, drinking a beer, or scantily dressed. For the records we bring into our homes, they glorify the drug abuse culture in our society today. So this filth also somehow gets into our very homes and into our very lives. We see deterioration of the marriage and also of the home. Adultery is rampant. People are deserting their houses, their families at a growing rate, and nearly one out of every two marriages today ends in divorce. Unmarried couples live in fornication with no shame or remorse. You didn't see that 30 years ago, as some people here can attest to. Parents are also neglecting the responsibilities to their children. We see child abuse and neglect at a growing rate, with nearly 230,000 cases reported last year. And 20%, that is one out of every five births, are out of wedlock. Our generation today is obsessed with pleasure. We are in a me now generation. Me only. We want instant gratification. We're addicted to the boob tube. We turn it on, we get what we want. And that's getting into our very lifestyle. We can purchase almost anything that a person wants to get a hold of in this country. You can purchase sex. You can purchase somebody to murder for you. You can purchase drugs, and you can purchase alcohol. There is a loss of respect for human life in our country today. We see this from the Vietnam War. the nightly body counts. We come numb to the amount of tragedy and death that was taking place in that war. Nearly one abortion takes place a day for every two births. And the statistics are probably growing at a great rate. And also, people are crying for legalization of euthanasia, that is, mercy killing of our elderly people. One of the greatest tragedies and the most blatant thought of sin that we see in our country today is a rising tide of homosexuality. Not 5 or 6 years ago, people were still in their closets. But recently, 120,000 people, homosexuals, marched in San Francisco for their rights. Now, the Equal Rights Amendment, too, is violently struggling for their particular rights. We see that they have their own church today, the Metropolitan Community Church. And that church is growing with the homosexuals and lesbians that are coming to them. And Protestant churches throughout the country are rushing to accommodate them because they don't want to lose them. And that's more income for their particular churches. Our country today is not much unlike Rome was 2,000 years ago. The very symptoms we see today in our country, we could see back then. We see the family life that is disintegrated. We see divorce that is prevalent in our country. Immorality is rampant. And faith is at a low ebb. Today, people don't talk much about religion. And those who do talk about it, few of them actually practice it. People have lost the will to believe in something, to resist things that they believe are wrong, to contend for something, to fight for something, or to struggle. Today, the big thing is to compromise. Compromise your morals and your beliefs. And that's how our country is becoming today. An example of this compromise in the religious world is two movements. One is ecumenicism, or the ecumenical movement. And that's where we see Catholics, Protestant Jews trying to come together in a common body to try to compromise their beliefs away so that they can have fellowship with one another. We see it in our own brotherhood and what the so-called unity movement. They're trying to overlook doctrinal differences. And that's something that's creeping into the brotherhood today. As a country, we are preoccupied with freedom's rights. We want freedom, total freedom, immunity from all restraint or self-discipline. We lack self-discipline in our lives today. We are democratic people, and we boast of our liberty. And a very sad consequence of that is that today, people more and more are refusing God, a God who does not consult them on how things they prefer to be. That is, they're voting God out of their life. If you go to any Presbyterian church, Methodist, Episcopalian, and even in the Catholic Church today in the United States, people more and more want to have a say-so on how things are done religiously in their own particular denomination. There are signs, as we have just seen, of decadence everywhere in our country. But people more and more, the average man does not recognize it. They're blind to that fact. But yet man is in darkness. Anytime he is separated from God, he is in sin. He is in darkness. And in this journey through life, they're going to a destination they don't know where they're going, and they don't even know that they are under the influence of Satan and his demonic control. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we see that, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes, indeed, Satan's influence is everywhere that we can turn. The Bible paints an appalling picture of man who rejects the direction from God and is a slave of Satan. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." And that's almost 4,000 years ago that this was written. Let's turn with me, please, to Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 32. I'd like to read that entire verse. "Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man and to birds, and to four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who was blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperings, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure to do them in them that do them. I believe the Bible is relevant today because it is the only book that can guide man's life today. In Psalms 119, verses 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The same thought is given in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Man needs guidance today, and the only guidance he's going to find is in the Word of God. We know this because the Bible came from God. We see that in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. Knowing this verse, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Indeed, the Bible that we have today is inspired by God and is given for guidance to man in his life today. It is the book that claims to exercise authority and dominion over men. And we see this in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All Scripture, not some of it, all of it, is given by inspiration of God. That is, God breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. Indeed, Satan is waging a war on man today, and the only guidance man has, the only hope man has, is to find those answers for himself in the Scriptures. The Bible is a unique book. It is the oldest book in existence. It is 66 different books, written by 40 different people over a period of 1,600 years. And yet, these 40 different people, we see only one story and not one contradiction. This book has not become obsolete. This book treats very major difficult problems, such as the relationship between man and God, and also how man can approach God, the means that he's given him. Not one thought has been added to this book in centuries, not one religious thought that is not in contradiction to the Bible. And we see the power of the Bible that has been translated over 500 different languages, and yet it still communicates the same basic messages. The Bible is relevant today, and it is powerful. It is the only guide that man has today to bring him to God. It speaks with authority. Its message is simple and direct. And we know that we have all truth, because it tells us that itself in John 16, verse 17. Albeit when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. And this is Jesus Christ speaking to his apostles. 20th century man cannot afford to neglect God in his life or the guidance that he has set before him. In Deuteronomy 12, verse 32, we say, what thing soever I command you, observe to do it. Thou shalt not add thereto it, nor diminish it. Also in Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. You can't be any more explicit than that. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with everything, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Every man has the obligation, you know, for his own soul, to investigate what this Bible has to give to him. And every man should be able to say, I'm going to conclude with this. If you all turn with me to Psalms 119, let's look at verses 97 through 106. Every man should be able to say this about the Bible once he has thoroughly investigated it. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandments has made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments.